Good evening, sisters. Please bow your head as I pray. Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace with thanksgiving in our heart. We thank you, Lord, for loving us and for being so, so good to us, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for having us arrive to Augusta, all those traveling. We thank you for traveling grace, Father. Father, I ask you to please, please forgive me of my sins, those known and unknown, be they in word, thought, or deed, so that this prayer will not be hindered, dear Lord. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every caller, each and every sister on the line. I ask you also, Father, to add a special blessing to each and every administrator. We're grateful for Lady Prayer Warriors. Lord, I ask that you would keep them, bless their health, and give them, Lord, if it's your will, whatever they stand in need of, according to your good and perfect will. Father God, we thank you for the speaker that's coming on to give us a lesson tonight. May we be attentive. May we grasp from her lesson something that applies to us. And may we utilize it every day. Father God, I come also praying for the sick. I come praying for our frontline workers. I come praying for the teachers and the children that are back in the classrooms, dear Lord. I ask you to please bless them, Lord. May they remain safe. Father God, I ask you also to please bless those that are grieving the loss of loved ones. Father, there's so many, so many. And we just ask you to give them your peace. Give them your understanding. The understanding that surpasses all. Father, I ask you to be with Sister Rachel Butler's family. Also, Sister LaDonna Miller's family. Sister Carol Antoine's family. All those that are bereaved at this time, having lost a loved one. Father, we're thankful for almost the completion of the 100 days of prayer. Tomorrow is our last day, and we thank you. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to pray for each other. Father, I ask that you be with those that are incarcerated, those that don't know you, those that do know you and have strayed away, Father. I ask that please give them time to come back to the church. And for those that don't know you, give them time, Lord, to become a child of yours. Father God, I ask all these prayers, all these blessings in the name of your dear son who hung, bled, and died on Calvary's cross for our sins. It is in the name of Jesus I do pray. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Adrian, for a beautiful, beautiful prayer. We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Joyce Williams.
Good evening, ladies. I would like to, first of all, thank God for our lovely host, Sister Teresa, Sister Rosalind Body, and I also like to thank Sister Jameson for that beautiful, heartfelt prayer. And I will have two passages of scripture to read on this tonight. First passage of scripture comes from Hebrews 10 and 22 from the NIV version. And it reads as follows: Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to clean us from our guilty conscience and having our body washed with pure water. And the second scripture will come from Romans 12 and 2 from the NIV version. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And may God have the blessing of the reading of the word. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Sister Joyce, for a beautiful reading of the prayer. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word to those who do and hear it. Thank you so much. Okay, now we will need our next thing, which is Sister Carla Gaddis. Our song praise. Sister Carla?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing Send the Light. There's a call from ringing at the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rest, and there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. We have heard the master on your call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light. And a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for crowned above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
Thank you, sister. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for a beautiful song on our behalf. Okay, we now are down to introduction of the speaker, and that will be done by Sister Bridges White.
Good evening, my sisters. Thank you, Sister Robinson, for hosting. You're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. I am honored to introduce our speaker for tonight. She's just like my little sister. Sister Natissa Thompson is the wife of Brother Tony Thompson. They have been married 22 years and have two lovely adult children, India and Michael, and one beautiful granddaughter, Mylia. They worship at the Virginia Avenue Church of Christ in Columbia, Mississippi, where she works as a junior class Sunday school teacher. She was added to the body December 1988. She has been called on to do and to be she has been called on to be the youth speaker at several Ladies' Day programs. She enjoys teaching the youth to help motivate them in the Lord and to see their faces light up about God. That's just wonderful, wonderful. She wants to continue growing spiritually to help bring others to Christ. That is truly her spirit. She continues to study God's word and wants to start back her teacher training class that truly helped her. She has been involved in the LPW, Lady Prayer Warriors, of the Church of Christ since 2010 and participates in the 100 Days of Prayer, the Benevolent Work, and other activities to help those in need. She serves as our wonderful health team leader. Some of her hobbies include traveling, spending time with family, enjoying prayer with other Christians on prayer lines, and singing. She was humbled and blessed to go on her first mission trip along with our sister Sharaka Melton and our sister Katrina Stafford to Haiti. One of her favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." I introduce our dear sister, Natissa Thompson. Love you, sis.
Love you too, sweet. Good evening, my sister. First of all, I want to thank God for allowing me to speak on tonight to be used as a vessel. Want to also thank all of my fellow admins for allowing me to be a part of this program to speak tonight. And to all of our sisters, I thank you all for being on. And those that first-time callers, you are our honored guests. I want to thank you for being on tonight. Thank God for my sister-in-law as well being on tonight. I want to also say that thank you all for praying for us for safe travel. Truly thankful for that as well. Tonight, our lesson will be on our theme for the month, Spring Clean for the Christian Woman. Christianity is a change of mind and soul. To cleanse is a beginning process to become a Christian. To clean is to change. Let us look at some things to help us spring clean as Christian women. In Hebrews chapter 10, 26th verse, it says, "To let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water." We must be cleansed. We must cleanse our hearts to become spiritual. We do this by trusting in the Father wholeheartedly, being spiritual. In Psalm 51:10, David tells us, he says, "God created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Our spirit needs to be right. We must live a righteous life to become spirit-filled. We have to strive to be Christ-like. He shows us how we should live a sinless life on earth. When Christ came to the earth, he showed us. And he also knew the word of God. And it helped him when the tempter came. He prayed to the Father to help him and to renew his spirit. strength. A righteous life would help us to make heaven our home. It requires work. It requires studying. Meditate on the word and practice good deeds and loving others. In Luke chapter 6, verse 45, it says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. Sisters, we must avoid negative speaking. It starts with a deep cleaning inside and out, spiritual cleansing. It requires deep cleansing from within. As your heart, your mind gets clean, your language should also follow. Not just talking about bad language, but negative talk and pessimistic thoughts that contradict the word of God and faith. This also means that we should stop complaining. We should stop gossiping, backbiting, and judging and complaining. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, do everything without complaining or arguing. In Matthew 7, verse 1 and 2, also, in Proverbs verse 21 and 23 says, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. Sisters, we must also cleanse the mind, renew it. Take out the garbage, the bad thoughts. Many struggle with this, even myself sometimes. We have to remove the garbage from our minds. Garbage in equals garbage out. We must feed our minds and spirits with the word of God instead of the garbage of the world. Cleansing the mind is done to bring awareness to all that causes us limitations in thinking. The overthinking that is rooted in fear and deters us from living wholeheartedly can be one of our biggest detriments. We can learn to free our minds from this imprisonment and create a focused and well-balanced mindset. Remember in Romans 12 and 2 it says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove that God's will is good, his will is pleasing and perfect will. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, it tells us we demolish argument and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. We must be obedient to Christ and remove and capture those thoughts. Also, next, we must have a heart of repentance. Repent from hidden sins. Clean out your spiritual closet, sisters. Hidden sins will destroy our lives and our peace and even your health. Hidden sins will destroy your life, your peace, and even your health. The Bible says confess your sins. Tell someone, reach out for help. When your spiritual closets are clean, the heaviness from hidden sins, it will lift you. Sins of lust, adultery, lying, stealing, and fornicating. Psalms 32, verse 3 to 5, David, he confessed his sins to God. In Isaiah 59, verse 2, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear you. This is, we don't want our sins to hide us from the Lord. Romans
3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We must forgive and we must let go.
Release unforgiveness and bitterness. Get rid of that old baggage. Get rid of sin, unforgiveness, and bitterness. It can weigh you down. It's like old baggage that's left up in the attic or in the storage house that you just can't seem to part with. You are so familiar with it until you don't realize that it's hindering your life. An example of it is grudge and anger and jealousy, hatred and selfishness, even bad habits and bad relationships. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it tells us, therefore let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders us. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32,
it tells us to get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ has forgave you.
In Mark 11, verse 25 and 26, it tells us whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you
your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive in heaven your trespasses. We have to pray and believe. We also learn to depend on God and believe that He is able to do anything. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Let His divine assurance trickle down your mind and into your heart and your soul. Whenever you feel fearful or anxious, repeat these words. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. We must believe, sisters. Believe. Be sincere in prayer and pray daily. Try the Lord, asking Him for your needs. In John chapter 3, verse 16, we must believe in Him. And in Romans 8, 38 and 39, it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sisters, learn to find the good in all things. Seek Christ with your whole being. He desires to be found by you. Be positive when things go wrong. And when times are good, know that God is smiling on you and He's watching over you all the time. Remember, your attitude is contagious. So spread good cheer. And in Deuteronomy 4:29, it says, but if from this thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him. And if thou seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, Hebrews 10:23 says to let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. In Psalms 145:20, the Lord preserves all them that love Him, but all the wicked will be destroyed. In Matthew 15:11, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth.
that defiles. So be careful what we say. We must learn also to trust God. Trust God for all our paths. Even when a storm arises in your life, trust God. When your life feels increasingly out of control, you must stay rooted in God's word and trust Him to carry you. Trusting God has a great reward. It has a great reward, and you will feel His peace if you trust in Him. And be patient. Believe in His deliverance. Proverbs, one of my favorite scriptures, Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This is a powerful verse. Also, Proverbs 37 and 3 says to trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. We must love more and be more giving, sisters. We all are blessed from God in many ways, some more than others. Can you say with true conviction that all that I am, Lord, it is a result of all that you have given me? Can you say that all that I am, Lord, is a result of all that you have given me? God, He gives us many blessings. He blesses us to bless others. Also, sisters, smile. We must smile more, give more, and love more. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, it says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reach also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he has purposed in his heart, but let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Also, Acts 20 and 35, it tells us, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Sisters, those scriptures are powerful. And we know we have to continue to show love and give. Also in John 15:8, it says, this is my commandment that you love one another. And I have loved you as I have loved you. We also must walk by faith and not by sight. We must rest in the assurance of God's unfailing love. Let your body, your mind, and your spirit relax in God's presence. Keep the faith and know that God's love for you is wider, it's longer, higher, and deeper than anything you can imagine or know. Rejoice and know that the love of God is forever. And trust God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Trusting God, we must trust Him. In Matthew 17 and 9, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. In James chapter 2 and 26, says, for as the body without the spirit is, and so is faith without works, is dead. Also, sisters, keep on contending for the faith. We need to let our light shine and involve Jesus in our daily life. Let the sun, the S-O-N, shine in. What God wants most from you is a relationship. He wants a relationship and a friendship with you. He wants to be involved in the big and the small moments of your life. Open your life and let the light of God's presence shine into every part of your life. And you will have no, for a yearly, and you will have no for a yearly spiritual cleansing. You won't have a need for a yearly spiritual cleansing. Instead of that, you'll experience a daily, moment-to-moment of refreshing of your spirit. Yes, we need a daily refreshing of our spirit. Help someone in need to turn also the other cheek when you're offended. And help someone in need and be generous. Remember to obey the commandments of God in Psalms 118, 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And in 1 Corinthians 1 and 9, it tells us God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And Matthew 5 and 16 tells us to let our light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Once we cleanse ourselves, we must remember to learn to laugh. Learn to laugh at yourself and at life and have joy in your heart. Don't take yourself too serious. Jesus wants us to enjoy ourselves and learn to have fun. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Do something fun. Do something silly you have not done in a while. I know sometimes we get a little too uptight. We got to loosen up a little sometimes. And I've been learning with grandchildren, having grandchildren. You get to have fun laughing and things at things that you do. Like things that they want you to do. Also, sisters, a way to have enjoy yourself is have a sister's day. And I thank God for my sisters. They truly have enjoyed laughing and enjoying them. And also, my sisters, remember Psalm 28:7, it says, that the Lord is my strength, he is my shield. My heart trusts him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give him thanks to him in songs. In Psalms 126:2, our mouth was filled with laughter, our tongue with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations that the Lord has done great things for them. Sisters, I hope and pray that you will continue to seek to cleanse, to spring clean your soul. And I pray that some things have been said to help you on your journey. Thank you, and may God continue to bless.
Thank you, Sister Patissa, for a beautiful, beautiful lesson. Wow. Great job. Thank you so much. All right. Now we will have our closing prayer. And I have to get back over to Lisa McIntyre. Going to do our closing prayer for us tonight.
Sister Lisa.
Thank you, Sister Rosalyn. Let us pray, sisters. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for another day and all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us from the earliest of our existence up until this very moment. May we learn not to take your blessings for granted, Lord. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to please forgive us of all of our sins, those known and unknown, that our prayer will not be hindered. Lord, I thank you for being our Heavenly Father, creator of all. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, to please bless every home that is represented on the call tonight. And if it's your will, Lord, bless them with the things that they stand in need of. Lord, we thank you so much for your son who suffered and died for all. And thank you for the words of encouragement we heard from our dear sister Natissa. And may we take them and apply them to our daily lives from this day forward. May we as your sons and daughters lift you up in all that we do and say. And may we speak kind words to all. Help us to let our light shine each and every day. May we also remember, Lord, that we are called out. And may the fruits of the Spirit shine in our lives each and every day. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And may we move out the way sometimes, Lord, when we get in your way. Help us to just stand back and wait on you. Let your will be done in our lives. May we grow in trust in you more and more each day. I pray, Lord, for all the families that are bereaved right now, the Miller family, the Butler family, the Smith family, and Carol Antoine's family also, Father. I ask that you just wrap your loving arms around them. Give them comfort and peace as only you can. And, Lord, I pray for the many families who are sick, the many people who are sick, Lord, that you would just touch them right now. It would be your will and restore their health. Lord, I know that you are the ultimate healer, you are our ultimate provider, and you are our ultimate protector. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen us where we're weak, build us up where we're torn down, and give us all a clean heart and renew our spirit. And Lord, when we get weak, just give us strength to keep going. Increase our zeal for you day by day. I pray for the many who are traveling, Lord, that you would grant them traveling grace. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for giving us this day. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we honor you. You're Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. And we can't do anything but praise you for being who you are, Father. We thank you so much. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Right.